of your being. And I know you've been asking really big questions that I can't answer, that only your life can answer. I just know with every fiber of my being how good it is all turning out. And then say, I've lived long enough that I've seen a lot of people really ask big questions. And those are the ones who later on really live big, wonderful lives. So I know what's coming for you. And if I could soothe you now, son, I don't think I would, because somehow I know that this is all part of your expanded beingness. I just don't want in any way, shape, or form to dabble in the becoming that I can feel is happening with you. I so know you can figure it out. I've watched you so much. And hey, I'm still trying to figure it out too. Maybe you'll be the one that through what you live, I will find an example that will help me. Maybe you will find an example, but all of us are in this together. We all have no choice other than to find a way of soothing ourselves without asking other people to change circumstances and events. Say to him, I'm not living it yet, but I so want to live unconditional love. I so want to feel tuned in, tapped in, turned on. I so want to see you through the eyes of Source. I don't want you to train me into the perspective of lack that I know is just a deviant departure and temporary from who you really are. So when we have a conversation like this, I always leave it feeling worse, because you convince me, because of your how strong you feel, that your future is not as bright as I innately know that it is. So I would never say, don't talk to me. I want you to talk to me. I want you to talk to me. I'm just saying to you, use me as a sounding board if you want to further make your statements or requests, but do not expect the solutions or answers to flow through me, but do expect them to flow. I can feel the power of them. And then say to him, I think that's what you're feeling so strong. You've been flailing around here, asking, so the answers are all lined up, and you can feel them lined up, and you're frustrated that you're not able to let them in. But I don't have the key to that door either. You have to figure it out on your own. And my solace is, I know that you will and are. So then that sort of soothes that. It soothes. Conversely, if someone says, oh, I'm having such a hard time and this and this and this and this and this, and you say, well, from my very esteemed and connected, we're making it only a little worse than it really is, vantage point, I see that I've done this and this and this to come to my supreme state of connection. And when you figure it out, perhaps you will then discover how to come to your supreme state of connection instead of this scummy, horrible place that you are now. And we're exaggerating a little bit. You just cannot focus with somebody on what they're laying out to be their problem without giving them a stronger underlying thing that says, oh, yes, I agree with you. I see your life is all screwed up. And that's the last thing that you want to say to them, because none of that is true. What you want to say is, you're working it out. This is what life is. This is what we're all doing. And it can feel better than it does. 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 Don't try to teach with your words. Teach with the clarity of your example.
Okay.
Next child?
Next child. The 14-year-old boy.
All right. Now, hear that attitude you gave. Now I want to talk about my 14-year-old
boy.
Yeah.
No, he's great. They're all great.
Well, we know that, but what was that? What was that feeling?
Because I can't have what you just said. I could have that conversation with my 19-year-old. We talk
yes.
well,
yes.
And he, you know, I could. With my next one, it's just. It's hard to have kind of any conversation.
But you see?
And he doesn't ask.
Now, before you go further, tell us about the next one.
Oh, the next one's my daughter.
Yes.
She's 10.
Yes, and?
Well, she's a drama queen. She's so...
And then the 8-year-old?
And then the 8-year-old who is totally... oblivious to anything going.
All right, so do you see
he's
what
do really
you see
happy.
What you're helping us explain? So the 8-year-old, still more tuned in, tapped in, turned
on. Oh, absolutely.
On, living happily ever after, doesn't give a rip what any of you think about anything.
Oh.
Then the 10-year-old, now girls are always more advanced in their